The Lipton Show, Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, to tell you how America lives and thinks and feels in your town and mine. Vox Pop, sponsored by Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup. Tonight, your two Vox Poppers, Park Johnson and Warren Hull, are bringing you a sample of baseball mad St. Louis. While the Cards and the Dodgers are en route to Brooklyn for the second game of the historic playoffs, let's see how the St. Louisans are feeling. Here we go. Batter up, Parks and Warren.
Do you suppose people think the Cards will win the pennant?
Yes, that's the way they feel around here. And, you know, we've got the spirit, too. It seems as though every one of us in this city has personally pitched, batted, and caught every ball in the last few games. Is that the way you feel, Mary?
Is it? I've got more gray hairs today than I've had all season.
Yeah. Well, folks, we want you to meet the number one fan known by everyone who's been to or listened to the games for years. You just heard her obligato over the crowd just a minute ago. To look at her, you'd never think that she could make so much noise. Mrs. Mary Ott. Mary, You got your arm around me, is that?
Okay, honey.
Mary, how long have you been a Cardinal rooter?
About 35 years.
Really? Well, that yell of yours is pretty famous then by now, isn't it?
I'll say it is.
Uh-huh. I heard that they made a recording of it sent overseas.
They did?
Uh-huh. That's what licked the Jap. What yell was it that you put on the recording?
Just the one I gave you.
Oh, that one, huh?
Yeah, that's terrible.
How did you stop this yelling?
Why, Bill Clem made me mad one day.
Made you mad?
Yes.
How?
Well, he made a bad decision against the Cardinals.
Yes.
When Frisch was manager.
Yes.
So I got ran off.
What'd you do?
Boot him.
How did you do that?
Should I tell you?
Sure, go ahead. How did you... Well... Clem hasn't stopped running yet, I'll bet. Can you, Mary, influence a game?
Oh, can I? And how, Warren?
Yeah?
I can run the slot pass off the mound.
You mean the cub pitcher?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. How do you yell at him?
Just like I do at Clem.
Well, what do you think about the game today?
Oh, it was marvelous, but I was sick afterwards.
Why?
Well, because they made me so nervous.
Oh. Well, Mary, you see the Cards before the games, don't you, and give them pep talks and so on?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, I give them lucky pieces, too.
Good. Well, we're sorry that they're on the train and can't hear this, but you know what we're going to do? We're having a recording of the program made, and we're going to take it over to Eddie Dyer and the boys at the Hotel New Yorker in New York tomorrow. Is there anything you want to say to them?
Yes, sir, boys. Come back Friday.
That's putting it in the nutshell. Well, we sure hope they'll do that. How did you become interested in baseball, Mary?
Well, my husband used to play in the 3I League.
He did?
Yes.
Well, he got you interested in sports then, huh?
Yes, boxing, too.
You got you interested in boxing?
Yeah. He made a boxer out of me.
Out of you? Oh.
Well, I put on the gloves with him once.
Yes. You used to box with him?
Yeah, that was enough.
Oh, once was enough. Say, when there are no baseball games, what do?
Oh, I go to wrestling matches.
Yeah? You like them?
Yeah.
You think they're on the level?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh. There seem to be I don't know whether I saw a wink or not. What's this we hear about you taking baseballs to children?
Well, when a little boy gets sick or anything and he wants a ball, you know, or he loses a ball, they generally call me up and then I take one out to them.
Well, that's mighty fine. Where do you get the balls?
Well, from different managers.
Mm-hmm.
Leo DeRocher, the bum.
Yes.
Frankie Frisch.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Cronin.
Good. Well, you've got some friends and...
Another man gives me one, but that's a military secret. I can't tell it.
Oh. Well, Mary, you're a real sportswoman, and we're certainly glad that we could meet you. And now for some Lipton super-duper gift for you. To make your Monday mornings happy, here's a Dexter twin-tub washing machine. To cut your time and work in half. You know, with a Dexter, you can wash in two tubs instead of one. Isn't that a beauty?
Oh, my.
Oh, now, Mary, to make every morning happy, here's a singer for you. A guaranteed singer, an orange gold canary in a nice roomy cage on a stand. You like the looks of him?
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
Oh, thank you very much, and good luck to you, Mrs. Marriott.
Okay.
Fine, Warren. Folks, here's one of baseball's immortals. 46 years he's been in baseball as a player and everything right up to a manager. And now he's broadcasting baseball in St. Louis, all the home games. And we old-time fans remember him best, I'm sure, is the battery mate of Walter Johnson, the big train. Folks, the old Sarge, Gabby Street. Gabby, it sure is good to see you again. How are you getting along?
Fine, Pop. Just getting along dandy.
Good. Well, there's one thing I've never known. I've meant to ask many, many times, and now I've got you here. How in the world did you get the name Gabby? You don't really talk that much, do you?
Well, no.
they seem to think you do.
Well, back in my young days as a catcher, I had quite a memory, and I could memorize short stories. And there was a few ball players in the American League, such as Sam Crawford and Donnie Bush, who enjoyed the short story better than anybody that I ever knew. Well, I reserved those stories when we were playing the Detroit club. And Sam would come up to bat, a great left-hand pitcher, and I'd start to tell the story. Well, he'd take two strikes to get to hear the end of the story. So Jennings used to get after him and say, "Leave that Gabby catcher alone." So that's so how they started to call me Gabby.
From then, you've been Gabby,
that's
huh?
Yes, yeah.
And you had to gab a bit to keep up to the reputation of
yeah,
it, didn't
you? Ever since.
So you've been in both leagues, of course, both big leagues.
Yes, I was in the American and National, both leagues, Fox.
Manager?
I managed both clubs here in St. Louis.
That's a rare thing. Nobody ever done that before, has it?
Fox, is four of us have managed the same club in both leagues. Uh-huh. Branch Rickey was the first,
yeah.
And then Jimmy Blake, and Roger Hornsby and myself.
Say, Gabby, how are you out on the end of a limb? Can you get on pretty good, you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Well, let's try it out a little bit. Now, you caught Walter Johnson, and you've seen Bobby Feller pitch. Which one, in your opinion, is faster?
Well, there's hardly any way to make a comparison there, Fox, because having never caught Feller or hit against him, but standing on the sidelines when he was good and watching him pitch, I don't think that he was as fast as Walter. In fact, I don't think there's any pitcher that ever pitched baseball, and I doubt whether anybody in this room will ever see a fellow that could throw a ball as hard as Walter Johnson could.
You ought to know. You caught him.
Yes, I did.
And from the looks of that left hand, they were fast, huh?
Well, you know, I got a pretty good hand, Pop, yeah, for a catcher that's caught 2,700 games, you know?
That many?
Yes. There used to be a catcher here in the American League named Joe Sugden. He had the worst-looking hand you ever laid your eyes on. All broken up and bent. And there was another catcher in the New York Yankees by the name of Jim McGuire that had a bad hand that way. And one day they met in New York. Joe walked up to Jim and he said, "Hi, Jim." And they shook hands and they had to send to get a plumber to get him in.
Say, Gabby, one of the few things I do want to ask you. I enjoy very much since I've been here listening to your baseball broadcast and your comments. This afternoon, you made one comment that I want to explain. There was a guy up there that got some sand in his eye, and he took it out, and you yelled something about cinders. What was
that? Well, that's the old sand, Fox, down on the field. Don't take it out. It's a base hit. Leave it in there.
Is that a superstition with baseball?
Yes, it is.
One other thing, Gabby. How do you spend your winters?
Well, I live down in Joplin, Missouri, down on the farm, and do a lot of hunting. That's about all. I love to hunt. And
I thought that's what I asked you that for. I thought you loved to hunt, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But before I do that, Gabby, I want to say how much we've enjoyed seeing you again after so long a time. You're one man that I've always wanted to talk to at length, and I'm going to get around to it shortly.
Thank you, Fox.
But it's time now for you to go pack so you can catch up with that team, get to Brooklyn. You're going to fly in the morning, I know. But before you go, here are some Lipton gifts. To use as a broadcasting uniform, we saw that old one you used.
Yes, and that hot stove lead you got coming up. Two things, a fine wool sports shirt and a big box of your favorite cigars, and then something I envy you. Really, I do. A beautiful, registered, thoroughly trained pointer hunting dog that you can use down on your farm this fall. Thank you a lot, Gabby Street.
Thank you.
Doggone it. Say, look, speaking of gifts, you know, I just discovered a gift for Mary Ott that we forgot. And it's the best gift of all, too. A nice 5-cent lead pencil, all sharpened up.
Well, what kind of a gift is that?
Well, it's a swell gift, Park. Just think, when she loses her voice yelling at a game with this pencil, she can write a little note on a piece of paper. Then she can put the piece of paper in her shopping bag. Then she can put the shopping bag on her arm. Then she can hustle down to the grocer's tomorrow morning. Then she can walk up to the counter. Then she can reach in the shopping bag and take out the piece of paper, hand it to the grocer. Then he can read what she wrote with the pencil. There, isn't that wonderful?
And what does this wonderful note say?
Park, that's the whole point. It says, I want Lipton noodle soup mix.
I see. I kind of thought you'd get around to that.
Oh, sure. Sooner or later, everybody gets around to Lipton noodle soup mix. Why, it's got all the flavor of old-fashioned homemade soup. Real delicious chickeny taste and plenty of tender golden noodles.
And he's right, Mary, and it cooks in just 7 minutes. Think of it. No trouble, no fuss, nothing to prepare.
Not only that, you get more soup than the usual canned soup give you. 4 to 6 servings in every package, so you save money, too. Try it, folks. Swell tasting, easy to fix, economical. Lipton Noodle Soup Mix. Now, I wonder if I can get this microphone. Yeah, that's a little better. Well, we're not bringing to you any of the stars of the Cardinals tonight. They're training to Brooklyn. But here's the wife of the greatest shortstop in the game today. Tall, dark, lovely, Mrs. Marty Marion. Mrs. Marion, where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You are? Did you all go to Sweetbriar College?
No.
Well, you look like it, you talk like it. That's the nicest thing I could say about you. You know that? We had a lot of fun with those girls last week. How long have you been married to Marty?
9 years.
Mm-hmm. And you have?
2 girls.
How old are they?
5 and 2.
They look like you or Marty?
Marty.
Oh. Well, where did you and Marty meet?
We met in high school at a football game.
Oh. Was Marty playing baseball then?
No, I didn't even know he played baseball.
You didn't? You mean he didn't tell you about it?
Took about a year.
Well, doesn't he talk about baseball now when he comes home?
No, he never mentions it.
He really doesn't talk shop?
No, he just wants to eat.
Oh. Well, he does look sort of hungry. Doug, can't you fill him up?
No, not him.
You can, huh? Say, how do you like night baseball?
Well, it's a pretty hard life.
Yes.
It interrupts the entire schedule, and Martin has a pretty hard time sleeping late in the morning.
You mean with those youngsters?
Yeah.
Would they come in and wake him up?
Why, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you have to eat late at night and all that.
Oh, yeah. The night is bad, having to eat so late.
By the way, one thing everyone's interested in, how is Marty's sacroiliac?
Oh, that back.
Yeah. All that aching back. Well,
well, it's better.
He's doing all right today. Say, why is Marty always leaning over and then picking up dirt? What's the reason for that, huh?
Well, he's a little nervous.
Oh, is that it? I see. Well, I was wondering. I saw him do it every time. How do you like being a baseball player's wife?
Well, it's pretty exciting. It has its advantages. You get to be with your husband in the winter. Mm. And, you know, when you come home, how glad your wife is to see you.
Well, yes.
And then you get to have all the winners together, and then you have a nice group of girls to be with. All the players' wives are very nice and congenial.
Say, by the way, they're all sitting, that's very nice of you to say that, they're all sitting right down here in front. Stand up, girls, come on, let's have a hand for all the players' wives. Fine, beautiful looking bunch they are, too. When Marty's playing days are over, does he want to become a manager?
And get all those headaches?
No.
I think he'd like to own a club,
but
I know he'd never like to manage.
Oh, I see. He's saving all his money?
Oh, sure.
Good. Well, he's a swell guy, and we hope that he realizes his ambition. We want to thank you very much for being with us, Mrs. Marion. You know, Marty's going to hear this tomorrow in New York. We hope he brings home the bacon to you and the little girl. And here's something from our Lipton soup kettle we hope that you'll like. Speaking of bacon, 12 dinner plates of Spode finest English bone china, in the pheasant pattern.
Wonderful.
And to wear to the World Series, mind you, here's a smart hand-tailored wool coat and gorgeous fuchsia trimmed with Persian lamb. You like that?
Thank you.
Okay, Warren. That sure was a beautiful coat. Folks, you know, I suppose the most rabid fans in the country are our kids' sandlot ball players, kids from 10 to 16. Now, we ran into one of them this morning, a clean-cut youngster, 14 years old, and captain of an undefeated St. Louis kids' team. And, of course, he's a Cardinal fan. We want you to know him. He's Bobby Patton. Hi, Bobby. So, Bobby, tell me, what's the name of this team of yours?
Oh, it's the Stockholm Post Hornets.
Stockholm American Legion Post Hornets?
Yes.
The Hornets. That sounds like one of Uncle Joe Cassino's clubs.
Yes, from Southside Y.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that gang and the tigers and the lions and all the animals and things. Well, you had a pretty good season, they tell me.
Oh, yes. We had a good season this year.
How many games you lose?
We didn't lose none.
Didn't lose any of them? Say, and I hear, too, that you're captain of the team, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, how'd you hit?
Oh, I did pretty good.
Pretty good? And being captain, too, with all that responsibility on you, and you hit all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all right. What do you play?
Second base.
Second base. That's a pretty terrible place out there to play. Do you go out to see the Cardinals every now and then?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Every time I can.
Yeah, I bet you do. And who's your pet out there on the Cardinal team?
Oh, Shandy's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that all together because he's a second baseman?
Oh, no, no.
What do you like about him in addition to that, Bobby? I'm just curious to know.
Well, he can switch it and he's a good fielder.
And have you ever met him?
Oh.
Well, I hope it won't be long before you do because he's just that kind of a guy and more, just like you say. Do you learn anything watching him play out there?
No, no.
Huh?
Little.
You know how do you go to the right and then fall down on your face and take out a ball out of the air and flip it like you did Sunday?
Yes.
Say, what school do you go to?
Shenandoah.
And what grade?
Eighth.
You're getting right along. 14 years old, huh?
Yes, sir.
Got any idea what you want to do after you get through school?
No, I'd like to be a ball player.
Really? You would? It looks like to me you got a pretty good start in a pretty darn good baseball town, too. Naturally, you'd like to play with the Cards someday.
Oh, sure.
Second base?
Yes.
Well, Shane Deese can hold on, I think, long enough for that till you get ready. What'd you do this past summer? You working it?
No.
Huh?
No, I played ball.
Played ball? And I believe you got baseball on your mind. Say, isn't the baseball, your Hornets baseball team here somewhere tonight?
Yes, sir. Right.
Where
over,
are they?
Right over there.
Stand up, fellas. Let's take a look at you. Yes, sir. He brought his team with him. Luck to you, fellas, and I hope you go through next season. It's just as good a record if you're that good a team. But, Bobby, we've had a lot of fun talking to you. We always enjoy a kid, and especially a baseball fan, because that's a good, clean sport. Now, from the Lipton Soup Bowl, we've got some things for you. With a special bow to the American Sporting Goods Company, who really backed us up here in St. Louis. First, it's a league baseball, then a new fielder's glove. Now, wait a minute, folks. Then a football helmet and a sweater shirt, a football jersey, a pair of light blue football pants, and a brand new football. Can you use all those things?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not all. Wait a minute. That's not all. Made by the Monarch outfit, you know, Monarch, a snappy Monarch Silver King bicycle. Happy days, Bobby. Thank you a lot, fella.
Park, you know the way you and Gabby were talking a few minutes ago.
He's riding that bicycle.
You'd think the hot stove league was already in session. By the way, you don't happen to have a hot stove handy, do you?
A hot stove? Why, that's a funny question.
No, not at all. Parks, if you had one, you know what we could do? We could take a package of Lipton noodle soup mix and a pot of water and cook us up some really wonderful soup right here on the program. Well, if we can put that soup on while we're talking, it'll be all ready for us just 7 minutes from now.
And we wouldn't have a bit of fuss, would we, Warren? Nope. Nothing to prepare, no work at all. What a soup we'd have, too. Real tasty soup with that good old chickeny flavor. And tender golden noodles.
We'd save money, too, because we get 4 to 6 servings. And that's more than the usual canned soup gives you. Parks, are you sure you don't have a hot stove then?
No, Warren. No hot stove. But let's pass that good suggestion along to our listeners. Folks, get you some Lipton noodle soup mix at your grocer's and try it. And remember, you get all the flavor of homemade soup.
With none of the fuss, as all of you who are with us tonight will find out. Of you with your packages of Lipton tea and Lipton noodle soup.
I've got another message here that I want to give. Something that I feel very keenly, and all of us do, because we know. Each year, with your support, the Salvation Army has been able to help thousands of needy men, women, and children. These people have regained self-respect, faith, courage, and health with the help of your dollars. Now, this year, the Salvation Army asks you to continue your support. Your financial aid today will help build a better world tomorrow for all of us, the Salvation Army.
Okay, Warren. Clark, and all of you, I just want to say, here's a fan who needs a shave awful bad. He's been carrying that beard around a long time. You saw it in Bad Man's Territory, Tall in the Saddle, and you're going to see it in Trail Street, co-starred with Randy Scott. And it's been a big feature of Roy Rogers Pictures for years. What are you doing here in St. Louis, George Gabby Hayes?
I tell you, Warren, I'm here for two reasons.
Yes?
Yeah, you know, next Saturday night, right on this stage at 8 o'clock, we're going to start a new radio show.
Good.
It's going to be called Saturday Night Roundup, starring King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Good.
That's fine. And, second and most important reason, I come here to see the World Series, and by golly, I'm going to see it, too.
Gabby, how come you're interested in baseball anyway?
Well, I used to play a little baseball when I was a boy.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, what position did you play?
Oh, I was a pitcher.
Hmm?
Pitcher.
Did you have any particular delivery, any special pitch?
Oh, yeah, I was an underhand pitcher. Yeah, very underhanded. Oh. In fact, sometimes I got downright sneaky about it.
You did, Gabby?
Yeah.
Gabby, what's your specialty now?
My what? What's
your specialty now?
Falling off from horses. You know, getting old. You can't keep between the legs anymore.
Gabby, how were you in Batman's Territory? I didn't see it. I don't see many pictures, you know.
You ain't got nothing on me. I ain't never seen it.
You haven't seen that?
No, sir. I'm a pretty brave man, but I'm not brave enough to see myself on the screen. They get wise to me someday, and I'll have to go to work for a living.
Gabby, what's the best way for a young fellow to become a Western star? You've been in it a long time.
Well, I ain't looking for no competition, but I wouldn't want anybody to know this, just between you and me, this is.
Yeah.
All a young fella's got to do to become a Western star is buy himself a six-shooter, learn to shoot it 50 times without reloading it, and he's in.
Gabby, did you ever see the other Gabby Street play?
Are you kidding?
Really? I mean, you go way back, I know.
I saw him make the greatest catch. It was, well, he's probably one of the greatest ball players we ever had.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, you talk about the baseball. Nowadays, you know, they don't play baseball like they used to. Old-timers, they was the fella.
Well, I know he was a great player.
Yeah.
What was his greatest play?
I think his greatest play happened in 1908, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Well, let me see. Yes, sir. In Washington, D.C.
Yeah?
He made the greatest catch ever made in the history of baseball, and this is true, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know exactly the height, but Gabby Street caught a ball that was thrown from the top of the Washington Monument. That's true.
Gabby Street, I mean, what have you got to say about that?
Well, you know, Gabby catching the ball off the monument wasn't such a great feat. I think any ball player could catch the ball by getting his hands on. Now, if I'd have caught the ball and then threw it back up, I'd have been doing something.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gabby Street and Gabby Hayes. We'd sure like to get into a gab fest with you fellows here. But time is a-wasting. We want to thank you very much, Gabby Hayes. We're sure glad you turned up in St. Louis. And to make Mrs. Hayes glad, too, here is a choice pair of antique vases in blue milk glass to add to her collection. And also...
You'll probably draw them at me someday.
Also from Lipton Soup for those hunting trips in Oregon, here is a Savage 745 lightweight three-shot automatic shotgun, especially designed for field shooting. You like that? Lay out. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Come again, Gabby Hayes. Okay. All right.
Say, Buzz and Rog, it's time now to bring out that heavy wire mesh screen. Have you got it there, fellas? Bring it on out and put it right here in front of the microphone. Tell you about that in a minute, folks. The folks that are listening and can't see it, but I got to get this screen between me and the audience. That's it. Thank you a lot, fella. Okay. Can you folks see out there? All right, good. Now, we've got a serviceman here and a real baseball fan. He's always rooting for his team no matter where he's stationed. He's an out-coast guard, and he's aboard a Coast Guard cutter now on the old Mississippi River. Folks, we want you to meet Seaman First Class, Walter Dastis.
Hi, Walter.
Walter, you been in the service long?
Well, not too long, sir. About 10 months now.
Uh-huh. You married?
Yes, sir.
I thought that looked like a wedding ring down there on your hand. Where is she?
In Little Rock, Arkansas.
Down in Little Rock, huh? Well, what's her name?
Believe me, her. That was a maiden name in his glasses.
Any children?
No, not yet.
No? What does the Coast Guard do on the Mississippi?
Well, this is all his aids to navigation on this whole district here in the United States Coast Guard.
Well, how far do you range up and down and around?
Well, it's on all inland waters here through the Mississippi, the Tennessee, and the Missouri rivers.
And what towns have you seen up and down the river?
Well, we've been to Knoxville, Sheffield, Alabama, Paris, Tennessee, and a few other places like this.
Really? You mean you go on your cutter from here down to those places?
That's right.
You know, not many people realize that you can get around like that. And in the wintertime, of course, you haven't been up here in the winter. Say, you got some of your buddies around here tonight with you?
I sure have.
Uh-huh. Walter, did you see that game this afternoon?
No, I didn't. I just heard a little bit over the radio. I had a little work to do.
That Cards, they're some team, aren't they?
Oh, they're pretty good.
Pretty good? Is that all you got to say, Mom?
That's about all.
Really? Say, I forgot to ask you, Walter, where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn! Now, you folks that are listening, you see why I've got this screen up here. We know these St. Louis fans. Yes, sir, we got a screen here to protect you. And just as Walter said that he came from Brooklyn, four of his buddies came out with shore patrol with nightsticks, and we are pretty well surrounded now. You think we can go ahead, Walter? You feel safe enough with your buddies here?
Yeah, kind of safe.
Yeah, now you hang on to that. Walter, let's talk a little bit about Brooklyn. Where do you live over in Brooklyn?
2007 Foster Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
That's right near Flatbush, isn't it?
That's just about four blocks in from Foster
Avenue. Well, what do you think about these Brooklyn boys? You think they'll take the Cardinals two straight games over there?
Why, certainly.
Certainly. Well, who's your pet on that team? You got any?
Well, no, just Eddie Stanky, about all my favorite on the team now.
How you happen to know Eddie?
Well, he lives somewhere near the neighborhood, just next door.
Yeah?
That's right.
Well, and what time you got here, Rog?
1:45.
Have we got 1:45? Well, it's time for me to start getting busy on Walt and getting on. Walt, thanks you a lot for coming up here tonight.
Thank you, sir.
You are a brave, brave Coast Guard. And as your reward from Lipton D, new Packard Twin Dual Forehead Electric Razor. Now, wait a minute. Then for that furlough that's coming up soon, we've got a round-trip ticket home down to Arkansas where you can see Lee and a few extra greenbacks to use in having a good time. And for the last member of our group tonight who didn't get on the air, we have some gifts we're going to give him shortly in just a moment. He's 17-year-old Johnny Quinn, copy boy, the good old St. Louis Grove Democrat. Thank you for standing by, Johnny. Okay.
Well, folks, the game's over for tonight. Before the St. Louis stands, while the St. Louisans are filing out of Shield Auditorium here, we want to tell you about next week, also from St. Louis.
Next week is Uncle Joe Casino's Disabled Veterans, and lots of you remember Uncle Joe on Vox Pop 2 years ago, I know.
Uncle Joe, what a man. Besides working with the 70 Boys Club, he has helped place over 2,000 disabled veterans in good jobs. He's sitting right down there in front. Come on, Uncle
Joe. Stand up, Uncle
Joe. Take a bow.
Stand up, Pastor Fella. Yes, we promise.
you one of the most interesting half hours Vox Pop has ever brought you. These Stockholm American Legion Post veterans, plus Uncle Joe Cassini.
Meanwhile, we hope you'll all remember to ask your grocer for Lipton's Noodle Soup Mix. And do us a favor and tell a neighbor to tune in Vox Pop next week, won't you?
Good night, folks.
So long, kids. So long, everybody.
Say, what is this? Lipton tea is my favorite drink, and they hardly said anything about it on tonight's Vox Pop program.
Well, we'll soon fix that, lady. Listen, folks, Lipton tea is always brisk. It's blended for briskness from as many as 18 choice teas so that every sip is lively, full-bodied, and spirited. Now, how's that?
Well, but aren't you going to tell people what brisk means?
Sure thing. Brisk means richer flavor, truly enjoyable flavor. Try it, folks. See if you don't say Lipton tea. That's for me. And tune in next week, same time, same station, for another Vox Pop show.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.